Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher, 33. And today is Monday, July the 18th, Monday, July the 18th of 2016, and the time is 12 noon, Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. As you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we are introducing one of the aspects, one of the topics that we're going to be talking about during the family series. So what we're going to do is we want to kind of set this aspect of the family apart, do it separately from the actual aspects of the family. In other words, the three F's is faith, family, and finances. We've already broken down faith. We know that faith consists of the standard. We know that the standard is made up of all of those omnis. We talked about five of them: omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, omnibenevolent, and omnisimplistic. We talked about the one element, the one chemical or chemistry. We talked about the one note. Talk about the one God, the one faith. Talk about all of this oneness. During this next series, we talk about the family. The foundation of the family is the mother and the father. The thing that makes up the mother and the father is this ideal of marriage. The thing that makes up marriage is this ideal of a relationship. The thing that makes up a relationship is two people that have the ability to relate to each other. So there are things that happens during this relationship. And so I want to pull out and do the family in two separate sections, because this aspect of the family is so deep that as I looked at it and I thought about it, and it's going to be tough including that in part of the 12-hour series on the family. So we're going to do a separate 7-hour series about life after infidelity, or marriage after infidelity. Infidelity being fornication, adultery, sex. So what happens? And more importantly, what groups or what types of people, personalities, what dispositions, what makeup makes one prone to infidelity? You know, one of the interesting things is that when you talk about human nature, you know, I was watching Monique and her husband on the Preachers of L.A., and she was talking about her and her husband's decision to have an open marriage, and that allows them to sleep around, and that got my attention, because as I have inside of my book, Demonic Soul Ties, How to Break the Demonic Soul Ties and Emotional Cords. And there is this thing that's called a sexual neuron. Now, that's tough for a lot of people, but most people don't realize that even if you have sex for 30 seconds, it involves the union of each person's astric or etheric or etheric or spirit field or chakras. And this intermingling of the chakra systems, this intermingling of the asterisk or the spiritual or the chi or the prana, has long-term effects. In fact, it is passed down from generation to generation. So it is during this sexual union that our bodies actually are engaged in this contamination, because you take on the other person's aura and the other person take on your aura. But there are certain people that have a predisposition for what some people call infidelity. Now, I'm one of those people. And so I thought about the fact that most people don't really understand what infidelity is all about. And so we want to break this down. We want to talk about life after infidelity. So I'll have myself, my wife, Brother Zach, and his wife, and we're going to break down this so that way everybody can understand. But today we want to look at the groups, because I guarantee you that you are in one of these groups. We want to start off and talk about the first group. We'll deal with the first five today. We'll deal with the next five probably tomorrow. We'll break this into two parts. Because, again, series, and it is still the family. Nothing has changed. We're just making the series a little longer, because I know I can't get all of this information and teach it didactically. So that way, if it's not for you, it's somebody that you know. And you can share this information with somebody else. How do you get past, how do you move past infidelity? What does life consist of after infidelity? So we want to talk about, there are certain groups, everybody is at risk for infidelity, but there are certain dispositions of certain personalities or certain types of people that are more prone to infidelity, that are more prone to having an affair, that are more prone to adultery, or more prone to being involved in a toxic relationship. See, most people don't think that just because neither partner is cheating physically, most people don't understand emotional detachment. Most people, or a lot of people, really haven't examined that before anyone cheats physically, they've already been cheating for years spiritually. And so how do you identify this emotional detachment? So the number one person or people that suffer or that are more prone or that are more susceptible to an affair or infidelity or adultery is people who have suffered any type of trauma or abuse during childhood. Now, I know that people say that all the time. People blame their childhood on everything. I've heard, you know, as a therapist, as someone who do this for a living, as a life coach, someone who counsels people every day, it's very interesting. It's mind-blowing the number of things that get blamed on your childhood. But one thing that happens during the childhood that makes you susceptible to needing the attention from someone outside of yourself is a fragmented spirit. Now, science calls it arrested development disorder. I talk about it a lot because it was one of the primary things that allowed me and that I still wrestle with is the fragmentation that happens in different ways. You see, the fragmentation of the soul or the spirit occurs because when one is attracted or attached to another person, or the person that the person is attached to, usually a caregiver, is ripped away, or that person who should be protecting you disrespects you. That fractures your soul, that breaks the psyche into little pieces, that departmentalize, that allows people, now this is psychologically proven, that in order to everybody or most people who suffer from schizophrenia have had some type of sexual trauma at an early age, because that is the only way to departmentalize the soul. That is the only way to departmentalize the mind. That is the only way, and sodomy is the number one way, any type of sexual abuse as a child, any type of a very, very, very traumatic event that the brain cannot process, the brain will automatically, for the protection, it will file it away. That is what repressed memory therapy is all about. So when something so traumatic happens and you can't deal with it because you don't have the tools to deal with it, if you're a 4, 5, or 6-year-old and you're violated sexually, or if you're abused by a kid, your brain as a child, how does a child does not have the mental capacity by which to dissect what is transpiring. Child, a alter ego is developed. The only problem is once the alter ego is developed, it doesn't leave. It doesn't want to leave. And this alter ego is the one that cheats, or the one that's easy to, that makes it easier for you to cheat. Now, before I continue, let me give you all 10 groups. The number one, people who suffer from childhood abuse. Number two, people who marry or get involved in relationships or do like I did, they started having sex too early, too soon. Kids, having kids. Number three, because once you start, then it makes you more prone to continue. Number three, people who suffer from low self-image or self-esteem. Number four, people who have previously been in a failed relationship or failed marriage. Number five, people who are from a dysfunctional family. That's a big one. Number six, people who are highly religious, not spiritual, religious. You want to talk about that? That one really should be number one. Those people who are highly religious are the number one reason why, and the number one people who have, the number one people who are in a relationship where infidelity has taken place, or they are more prone to be involved in an affair or an adultery or in a toxic relationship, and I'll explain why. So not spiritual people, religious. Number six, people who are light workers, like me. Number seven, people who are empaths, like me. Number nine, I think, people who are life path, number six, or life path 33. People who are 33s and 36, man, we are just riddled with toxic relationships because we care too much. I'll explain. And number seven, people who are wealthy, people who are well-to-do, people who come from a upscale, primarily Caucasian, who come from a very, you know, prosperous background. And people who, most Caucasians, y'all already know why. If you got access to money, money just amplifies what's already there. If there is no limit, if you have the ability to fly to Italy, have dinner, and fly back, what's stopping you? If you could financially support three women, If you're a woman and if you can't financially support three men, what's stopping you? We'll break that down also. Those are the 10 groups or the 10 personalities or dispositions that are prime, that are ripe. In fact, I've never counseled anyone who doesn't have at least three of those attributes. Never. I've never talked to anybody. I've never hung out with anybody. I've never read about anybody who's had an adultery, who's been in, caught in adultery, who's been caught in infidelity, who has committed fornication. Now, fornication, I remember, you don't have to be married. People who are promiscuous, people who are engaged in casual sex. And we're going to break this one down for all you folks that are not married and say, oh, well, this topic doesn't, oh, hey, there's no reason for me to tune in. You're the number one. You're the number one people that person that needs to tune in, because we live in a society now where casual sex is like everybody does it. Casual sex is free sex. Now, what blows my mind is the brain doesn't know the difference between physical sex and imaginary sex. Let me say that again. The brain doesn't know. You're like, the brain doesn't know when you're watching a scary movie, you're not in the scary movie. The brain doesn't know that. That's why you jump when old boy comes around a corner with that axe. And you have all of the emotional response as if you are in the movie. Because the brain doesn't know the difference between fact and fiction. So when you're sitting at home watching that porn, your body thinks that you are engaged in the sexual act, even though you're not. The intimate physical union of two bodies, two auras, two spiritual, it's called celestial spiritual coupling. Now, we talked about it a little bit in the series Heteros Gammas. Casual sex, man, cyber sex, phone sex, porn, you know, like they say, fellatio, you know, I just had oral sex. That's not really sex. Friends with benefits, one-night stands, you know, orgies. You know, whether you're watching it or whether you're engaged in it yourself, the brain still releases the chemicals as if you are there. Since the chemicals are released into the body, the chemicals affect the body. So when you engage in any form of a release, any kind of an orgasm, people who masturbate, same thing. Because we don't really understand. I've never really taught or shared this in public. So during this series, I'm going to share some things in public that I've never shared before, some of which I have inside of my book, Demonic Soul Ties. I will have inside the book, The Family, The Tree of Life. I would also, I'm in the process of finishing up something that I wrote a long time ago called Life After Infidelity. I wrote this during my first marriage about 15 years ago. I got it filed away in a box inside of my garage. I pulled out the manuscript and said, hey, I need to finish this up. I never did a show. I never talked about it. When you engage in the act of sex, especially when there is no love involved and it is based upon lust, you are actually drawing in negative entities, feed off of lust. They come into your aura. The only time they can enter in is during the sexual act, because that is the only time you are open, women especially. And when you open yourself up, all of those light energies or those negative energies or these negative entities, especially if the act is about lust, you don't know the person, you're watching a porn. These lustful entities. Now, do you remember the seven deadly sins? Do you remember that one of those seven deadly sins? Because each one of the seven deadly sins have seven deadly demons attached to them. Let me say that again. The seven deadly sins have seven deadly demons. Now, remember, when you say the name of the demon, you summon the demon. Unless you're in a mental disposition unless you have an overstanding. But there is one entity. His name is Asmodeus. This is the entity that's over. He is lust. He don't produce it. He don't give it. He is it. This emotion is an entity in motion. So when you see someone and you lust after them, that is Asmodeus. And each one of the seven deadly sins, emotions are not what we've been taught. These are demons. And these entities, these dispositions enter into you. And you, depending on the level of lust. Now, again, we're still talking about these, what causes infidelity. So you suffer now. The worst type of abuse of a child that I can imagine is like, wow, sexual abuse at the hand of a family member. Now, I had this happen to me, and I talk about something I read out of a book. I cannot even express in English language the guilt that I lived with. I can't even talk about it, man. I couldn't even express it. I remember all through school, I was urinating and defecating on myself because of fear. I was afraid of everything. My psyche, my mentality, I don't even know how I'm here today in my right mind. But not only was that trauma there, that was all of this stuff going on with the cult with Sister X, and we were walking around, speaking in chicken and bug, walking in circles, doing chants, practicing Grimoria and Grandma Reed, watching these things that they call Bobby dolls transform into men and then back into an animal that looked like an antelope or something. And that this entity was very tall. I just remember because it looked like Abraham Lincoln had one of those big tall hats. And me and my brothers and sisters would look at each other like, did you see that? No. And we would all say to each other that we didn't see it. We just would cover up. We would just be shaking. We were scared that we was kids, man. And we were afraid because we didn't know what the hell was going on. And we had all of these chants. And there was this feeling. Have you ever, I mean, the worst feeling is going to bed hungry. After like about 3 or 4 days, you haven't eaten anything, and you like 6 or 7 years old, and that feeling in your stomach, that's why I eat at night. I get up in the middle of the night, and I eat a full course meal just to get rid of that feeling, because that feeling reminds me of my childhood. So when you suffer trauma or any type of abuse as a child, it leaves emotional triggers, and people can say, anything, you can watch a movie, you could be walking, you could be having a great day, and somebody will trigger that repressed memory. And all of those emotions from the childhood, they all come back. And now you need to be validated because you ain't got no validation. You are a worthless piece of, that's what you think in your head. So you go and you find anybody that will say, you are great. I don't know how many men I know, especially black men, because we're already suffering from the psychological effects of slavery. And so we'll do anything, I mean anything, we'll sell our mother down the creek as long as we can find somebody, preferably, usually of the opposite sex, who wraps their arms around us and say, I love you. Even though we know it's fake, even though we know that they're lying, even though we know we've been used, we still want to feel. We want to feel like we are valued. We want to feel loved. We want to feel valued. We want to feel respected because we were disrespected as children. So the number one cause, in my humble opinion, are people who are prone to infidelity. Why did I go outside of my marriage? Because I didn't feel like the man at home. Wasn't my wife's fault. Do you really think my wife, what could my wife, first wife say, I'm on my second wife. Do you think, what can my wife do to help me overcome the sexual abuse that happened to me as a kid? What can my wife do to get them demons out of my head that keep telling me, you ain't shizness, boy. This little short black man from Richmond, Texas. You'll never be nothing. That voice is always in my head. Why do y'all think I push so hard? Why do you think I got 50 books? Why I do shows every day? because I'm always trying to validate myself. Because that leads to the third one, which really should be the second one. People who suffer from low self-esteem and low self-image, and the second one, those two go together. You're too young. This happened to me. I was too young. I did not have the mental tools to deal with the trauma. I did not have the mental tools, man, to deal with the drama that was going on in my life, because drama leads to trauma. Trauma leads to drama. They both are hand in hand. Where you find drama, that's why it blows me away that people watch reality shows. It's crazy. Because reality shows, the brain doesn't know that you are not in that drama. So the chemicals that are being released, do you know you are watching or you are paying? I just talked to a sister last night having severe problems. And I'm going through and she said, man, I'm having nightmares. Something drugged me out of my bed. I went to sleep and I felt something pull me and I was at the edge of my bed. I'm having night terrors. And then she said that she was having sleep deprivation. And then she talked about something hovering over her. And then I asked her, who have you met within? Because this just started happening in the last week. Who have you met? What music have you changed or what movies have you watched? And she said she watched the movie Conjuring 2. Now, she is the third person that I've talked to that have watched the movie Conjuring 2, and now they have some serious demonic issues or problems going on in their life. Some things you are just too young to be exposed to. That's why I say you don't say the name of the demon, because when you say the name of the demon, you summon the demon, unless you know what the hell you're doing. If you're too young and you don't have the spiritual wherewithal or the mental disposition, people who cheat are themselves or have been cheated on themselves. So people, adolescents, people marry too young. People get pregnant too young. People get in relationships too young. Now, as I know every mother and every parent listening to this show, I don't care what you told their kids, they didn't listen to you, right? They went out there and had sex anyway. My five children, the same thing. I did the same thing. My son, I told him, man, dude, don't marry that girl. Dude, don't. Bam, what happened? Didn't listen. I didn't listen. And the reason that we marry so young, the reason that we have babies, the reason that I had a family so young, because I wanted somebody to love me unconditionally. Why? No self-esteem. No self-image. No self-image. What is my self-image? What is your self-image? When you look in the mirror right now, what do you see? Do you see what God sees? I can think on one hand a number of people that have a self-image that I would emanate. So we don't see ourselves the way God sees ourselves. That's why I don't care now what other people say. I don't care now what I do. I only care about what God says. So God says I'm a royal priest. He says I'm a holy nation. He said I'm a joint heir. He says I'm his offspring. He says that I've been glorified, I've been justified, I've been sanctified. So I go by what the word says, not by what I see. That's how I maintain my self-image today. Because if I go by my success, my self-image, because I have a flawed view of success. So the Bible says, having food and raiment, therewith, be content. You successful. But my success is based on how much money you got in your account, what kind of car you drive, what side of town you live on, whether you graduated from Harvard or Yale or some prestigious school. We all got different measures of success. That makes you prone for infidelity. Because the only way you got a low self-image, it means that you don't measure up to what? We just talked about the standard. But I didn't compare myself to the word of God. I compared myself to the word of men. I compared myself to the world. I didn't measure up. I didn't have no fat wallet. I wasn't 6'5". I wasn't blonde, blue-eyed. I wasn't, I wasn't successful. So in my mind, I was a loser. So I got to go find somebody to make me feel like a winner. So I find somebody that has a lower self-esteem than I do, and they look up to me. You ever notice that, you know, don't disrespect to anybody. People who suffer from low self-esteem, they're always married down, if you want to use that term, settled. Not that there is levels, but we marry somebody who we feel in our brains, well, let me speak to myself, that we are better than them. So that way they're always talking about how great we are, how great we are, how great we are, because they're feeding, but they got to feed the beast. And that beast is Asmodeus. Yeah, I know that dude very well. See, we used to hang out. I kicked his butt out. I suggest you do the same. Because you see, brother and sister, it is a lie from the pit. That's the only way infidelity happens. That's the only way adultery happens. That's the only way fornication happens. That's the only way emotional detachment happens. That's the only way any of all of this stuff that we're going to be discussing in this next series. Now, this is just a warm-up. Wait till you get the book, Life After Infidelity. Now, people say, well, my marriage is great, dude. I don't need to trust me. When you read the book, you may not want to read it if you think your marriage is successful. Because all of the signs that like my wife didn't see, I'm telling all. See, most women don't know the signs that your husband is cheating. And most husbands don't know the signs that the wife is cheating because they're different. You know, women do different things than men. Yeah, it's crazy. You know that every time that I was still doing something my wife knew, but she didn't believe her own sixth sense? Women know because they're attached. If you've been in a relationship with somebody, the woman can tell when the man is cheating because the woman is attached to your spirit. She's attached to your aura. So she knows, but her conscious mind overrides her spiritual mind. Because the man, if he's in there like me, he's a smooth talker. He can make you second guess your spirit. But woman, that feeling that you have in your gut, yeah, you might want to listen to it. You don't need the proof. That is the proof. But men ain't going to tell you that. They're going to tell you the same thing I told my wife. You're just, you know, suspicious. You're just a little uneasy. Yeah, this topic is not one that I want to talk about. Most people don't want to talk about it, but it's one that needs to be addressed. So before we get to the family, I want to address the two people that make up the family, the husband and the wife. So tomorrow we'll continue. We got through the first three. I want to start getting through the first five. But we got through the first three. So tomorrow we'll knock out the remaining seven. We'll talk about the relationship, dysfunctional family, religion. Oh, man. We may have to do this in three parts because I know we're going to talk. I'm going to spend some time on religion. Man, you want to find somebody that's easy to calm? Go to church. Men like me, we love religious women. Why? Dumb as a box of rocks. No disrespect. No disrespect. I said religious, not spiritual. Two different things. Religious, man-made traditions. Spiritual, God-indwelt knowledge. Most people override their God-indwelt sixth sense. You know because God put it inside of your DNA. And there's an alarm clock going off. All of the bells and whistles are ringing, and you got a tradition that you're overriding the spirit? Man, we do it all the time. So join me tomorrow. We'll continue with part two. We want to break down the 10 people who are at risk for infidelity, adultery, and fornication. This is in preparation for the series that starts on August the 1st. Again, I posted it on Facebook. This series, we want to try to make it more available, if you will, to everybody else. So the cost is a little less. I think we're doing like $45 for a couple, $35 for the for individuals. Early registration discount. Anybody who pays before, I think I said July the 22nd, which is this Friday. Anybody again who makes the payment before July the 22nd, the cost. And again, I have all this on my Facebook page. Actually, let me see. What did I say? Oh yeah, here we go. So anybody who makes the cost to get the 200-page workbook, $45 per couple, $30 for the individual. If you register on or before the 22nd cost is $30 per couple, $20 for the individual. So $20 for this series if you're an individual, as long as the payment is made before this Friday. And I think the 22nd is Friday. And then we're going to kick off this series on August the 1st. I'm also doing the one-on-one Clarinomics. That starts on August the 1st as well. So again, right after this series, we're jumping right into the family. So again, we're asking our time. Man, Doc, how do you do all of this stuff? It's actually easy. Why? This is my lane. This is my purpose. When you are inside of purpose, work is easy because it's not work. I do this in my sleep. So join me again tomorrow as we continue to introduce the next series, which is my new book and a new 7-hour series called Life After Infidelity or Life and Marriage After Infidelity. We want to do this series before we do the series on the family because this is actually a part of it, but because it's such a big part of it, we need to break this down separately. So please go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. If you're doing that donation before the 22nd, again, cost is $30 for two people, $20 for the individual. Brothers and sisters, God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, this is part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth because he will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will for you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming.